Now on the live line this morning, happy to welcome Jim Coangelo, the Interim Director of Fire and Emergency Services in Sonoma County. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. Of course, it has been under discussion really since the beginning of October after the fires. We know a lot about what went wrong in terms of emergency services for the county. What would happen if a disaster were to strike tomorrow or next week? What would be changed?
Well, I think the key thing is we'll be using the IPAWS system, which includes both the wireless emergency alert and the emergency alert system, to notify more people than we did back in October.
Would that be like the Amber Alert is for most of us now?
Yeah, that's what the EAS is, yeah.
And who would be in charge of pushing the button that says, let's engage this process?
We've actually had more people now who have the ability to issue those alerts. Obviously, it needs to be coordinated. So ultimately, it has to be the emergency director who gives us the go-ahead or the sheriff to make that happen. But we have a number of people in the sheriff's office, in emergency services, in our public information office, and with some of our partner cities, City of Santa Rosa and Roanoke Park, who use the same software that we do, that are now authorized to issue those alerts.
Is this still a sort of thing where you have to opt in to get those alerts, or is everybody going to get them now?
The one I'm talking about, the IPAWS, which is the, as you stated, the Amber Alerts, and then the WEA Alerts, the Wireless Emergency Alerts, you do not have to opt in for those. Those come automatically.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. And what other changes have either been made, Jim, or are in process in terms of us being able to deal with a disaster of the size we experienced in October?
Well, most recently, due to the rains, we've been doing a lot of work with CAL FIRE and our watershed task force to try and mitigate any potential flash flooding or debris flow from the burn scar areas.
Yes.
And so there's been a lot of work that's been done preventatively out there. We have rain gauges and stream gauges installed that we didn't before that'll actually be able to communicate with National Weather Service back and forth so that we can monitor things more closely. We have some volunteers through our ham radio group, the auxiliary communication system, that are ready to go at our direction any morning to go out and do rain patrols to see if there's anything going on out there that we're not aware of.
Yeah, the ham operators were one of the unsung heroes of the wildfires for sure, because they went into action, a lot of them, straight away to communicate. It's just that not that many people had access to those particular kind of operations.
Yeah, and that's a good point, you know, because that's a technology that's been around for a long time and still is very worthwhile. And I think as we move forward with a community warning program, we have to use every different form of communication we have available to us. It has to be redundant, because not one system is going to reach everybody. And we have to reach out to the media like yours, too, to make sure that you have all the updated information, because a lot of people go to you during these times.
Yeah, there's not one thing that would make us all safe. Some of the new technologies they're talking about that they've used up in like the Lake Tahoe area is fire detection cameras. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, it was something that we presented to the board last Tuesday as a possible program. The board did give us direction to go out and look at least a pilot program on some of the water agency property. Obviously, protecting our watershed is very important. And so we're taking a look at that, but I think the board was pretty enthusiastic about it. So if we get the funding, we'll certainly try and do something more comprehensive throughout the county. And actually, it's the three-county area, including Napa and Mendocino.
Yeah, as well it should be. And Jim, you've been the Interim Director of Fire and Emergencies since last August. What's up with that? When are we going to be able to drop the interim for you?
Yeah, well, hopefully when they find somebody permanent. I came out of retirement to come up here and help on the fire services project as a consultant a couple years ago. And then when the previous fire chief retired, they asked me if I would come in and do a six-month stint and try and evaluate the department and see where it ultimately should be going long-term in terms of them doing a long-term recruitment for somebody.
And then October happened.
Yes, it kind of threw everything out of schedule.
Well, I know that a lot is being revised. A lot is everything's being shaken up and taken a look at, and look at the many avenues that we were not able to take advantage of in October. And a big job, whether you're interim or not, that's been laid at your doorstep. Jim, thanks for educating us about where we're at in this process this morning.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
All right. That is Jim Coangelo, the interim director of fire and emergency services for the county. Good to know that some revised steps are already in place. God forbid if something majestic happens again soon.